Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dick Chafing, and we bring you the news show live from Studio 5 at Hutton Orbital.
This is the Christmas show, and I'm Rudolph. Joining me tonight on the show, we have Dasher and Crasher, and Pixie and Vixen, and Comet and Dixons and Bambi and Thumper.
You've been waiting all year for that, haven't you?
They're just making sure my presence is felt.
What are we letting ourselves in for? And tonight's headlines...
Hutton Evacuation Rescue Operation evacuates the bowels of the Oracle.
The Shady Lady salvaged after Purple Puff leaves pilot stranded.
Fuel Rat record rim run refuel rescue reported.
Sticky situation outside Hutton as Glopita Glopita drops a Thargoid.
Tipex explosion leaves Buck Naked snowed in, with nothing but a horny cow for company.
Hutton runs leave pilots feeling a little hoarse.
Whirling dervish with a lonely pun in the dark as Odimon attempts to solo a CG.
Our top headline tonight, with an emergency signal having been received during last week's show and a full green goo alert in the Pleiades sector, the heroes of Hutton, yes, the Hutton Evacuation Rescue Operation Emergency Squad, I'll give you a second to check my spelling, charged into action. Their mission, to evacuate civilians from the three starports in the Pleiades that had caught fire, inexplicably, after a visit by Medusa. Who happens to be a Thargoid. Leading the charge, the Major General himself, who managed to get back from his duties in Colonia, more on this in a later news headline, and three teams of pilots. The PC team took charge of finding all the strays and waves with little tags around their necks and transporting them to our lovely little country pad at Hutton. Team Hotbox took charge of all incoming emergency supplies, and the Hops crew did a little bit of everything like the great truckers they are. Our systems were emptied of ships. The Hot Pit team were left high and dry. Colonia echoed with the calls of the remaining commander shouting, "Hello? Is there anyone still here?" Breathing fire, explosions, octagonal meanies, searing heat and the demands of pushy passengers, plus the odd person wanting to pay for passage using their favourite engineering materials or pictures of their anti-dot. The Hot Wings grabbed, kidnapped, saved, removed, rescued, and evacuated hundreds, then thousands, then tens of thousands, and then hundreds of thousands of civilians from the area. With a population of 300,000 souls in the system occupied by the Oracle, the Major General decided that the only option was to remove everyone from danger, whether they wanted to go or not. By the end of the evacuation, the Hutton team alone had removed over 50% of the population of the entire system, as well as a sizable chunk taken out of Titan's daughter, she's of a glass, and a slice of the Lemon Legacy. This is what Hutton does best. So, for the mug to the rescue teams, we have a report that the evacuation has now moved location and those stations are now due for repairs.
Not content with rescuing desperate civilians, Hutton jumped at the chance to save the Shady Lady from certain doom earlier this week. The ship, piloted by one Commander Vantean and a regular at the Orbital, was stricken down in the line of duty last weekend. Whilst Galactic Insurance Services can bring you back from a Thargoid attack, patch you up after pointing the pointy bit at a planet and pushing boost, unstick you from an icy asteroid and tow you home from a toast-rack tangle, the one thing they can't do is put the magic smoke back in the ship's black box. Flying home to Hutton, Commander Vantean asked his passengers on the trip, "Can anyone smell anything hot?" before leaning down towards his console just as there was a loud bang and a puff of purple smoke, shortly followed by a fire. Everything went off. He dropped out of supercruise on the spot. Life support failed. Remlock activated, The HUD went dead, the controls didn't respond, and the heat for the seat went cold, as did the built-in massage device for his dodgy back. A system reboot didn't work. Nor did hitting it with a hammer. He fired up his PDA and sent a signal to Galactic Insurance Services. Apparently, they don't cover purple smoke or loud bangs. That was it. The computer at the heart of the Shady Lady was gone. She'd flown her last trip. A job as a desk jockey loomed in the commander's future. Flying without her heart beating below the controls was just not the same. Then, out of the black, flashes as ship after ship jumped into the area. Commander, stand by, we're here to help. They hitched the Shady Lady to one of the pull type nines, gave her a shove with a furred lance, and bodily hauled the Python back to Hutton. The remaining parts of the fleet set about with repair limpets. The purple Python, her purple paint, purple lasers, and purple SRV were given a good going over, and piece by piece by piece, stripped to component parts and built anew. Vantian, a man of many words, had no words. Hutton had put the purple smoke back into the Shady Lady. Named in honour of a lost friend already mourned once, her flying memorial was brought back online as fresh as Trigger's broom. Proof for you that if you've got a Hutton trucker by your side, you're never alone out there.
We're used to messages from the edge of the galaxy. Commander Witherspoon sends his digestion back twice a week from somewhere beyond Beagle Point. Selfies which contain every star in the Milky Way sitting just beyond his ship. There is another class of pilot out there who goes far, 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 too far. One such pilot, Commander Persura, or Persura. In fact, we'll just call them that, because that sounds much more sensible. Commander Persura was attempting to be further out there than anyone had ever been. She flew as far as she could, jumped to the furthest system, then set her controls for that way until her fuel was nearly gone. It dawned on her at that point that piss-poor planning might have prevented a problem. She was stuck. She couldn't get back. But she knew someone who knew someone who might know how to help, so she called the Fuel Rats, who are at this moment flying to her rescue, with a 48-hour supercruise at the end of it, and bringing her a Hutton mug and some gin, and maybe some fuel if she's lucky. Then they're going to fly 50 meters behind her and take the galaxy's furthest picture of the galaxy's second furthest ship before being home in time for tea.
Three brave and slightly insane Hutton commanders set off to the Pleiades Nebula in search for parts to assemble Alvin a chew toy for the holidays, and in recent events a warning to any Thargoid to even think of coming near Hutton using a large scarecrow. Having initially collected the Thargoid Sensor Link and Probe in a normal cargo rack and about to dock at Obsidian Orbital, the ship's computer notified them of a module malfunction, and all the cargo jumped out of the ship, and they went back to square one. Deciding to outfit properly and reconvene with proper equipment, Commander Graham MK and his trusty Disco Volante went to obtain the hearts from Thargoids, and was often seen returning to station with sparks flying and weird green goo eating at his hull. These were then handed to Commander Klopster in his Globeter Mark 11, who was gathering the other required samples. Meanwhile, Commander Overlight in a dazzling Imperial Clipper, Oberyn, took on the task of getting the sensor, probe, and link replacements after the loss earlier. The first base that was visited had tunnels collapsed, and the Intrepid trio met at a second base to get the final link before making their way back to the bubble. All armed with shutdown field neutralizers for fear of hyperdictions, they all arrived in Alpha Centauri safely and picked up the all-important ant grub glue on the way. After the 0.22 light-year cruise, Hutton appeared in view and they went about assembling all of the bits into a big pile along with lots of glue. Operation Scarecrow was complete and Alvin got a new toy. Globeter to Globeter Mark 11 will soon be unstuck from the orbital after an incident with the remaining glue and someone not remembering to screw the lid back on left it unceremoniously wedged arse first and firmly fixed to that knobbly bit by the antenna, looking for all the world like a fly stuck on a swat, and sounding like the bad indigestion noises from a hippo who's had one too many dodgy kebabs. Now, all we need is one of those shut-down field thingies for any incoming pirates.
After weeks of speculation about the Lacon Type 10, taking the marketing back to the drawing board, accidental leaks, it's his age, you know, and changes to the specifications supplied for the ship, Buck Naked, stalwart of Lacon Spaceways, finally released the ship for sales across Alliance space. Many people had to look up where that was, as no one ever goes there. Affectionately known as the Tipex, for the foreigners out there, that's Whiteout. Appropriately due to the number of corrections on his paperwork, the horny space cow herself boasts the bulk of Type 9 with the destructive power of a small battle fleet. Or even a small battle fleet. More from Buck later on in the show if we can find him. He bought one and took it out for a demo flight. We've not seen him since. And the only words we heard were, "Yee-haw, Bronco!"
Sunday night saw hordes of commanders jump their way to Hutton in the largest gathering at the Orbital since the week before when we went there for our monthly meeting. This was different, though. These weren't Hutton truckers. This was the Little Horse Expedition. What could have been a total pony of an event, with all the get-up-and-go of a wonky donkey, went off with a bang. Literally, in some cases, as there are rumours a few pilots may have been drinking heavily and smacked into the superstructure on arrival. Having had their fun, the herd galloped their way to the Pleiades to trot around and find some Thargoids to play with. They may not have been Hutton truckers when they started, but they sure are now.
And finally tonight, as Hutton space emptied and the Hutton colonists of Fort Mogg Colonia head back to the bubble for rescue operations, three ships remained at the Whirling Dervish community goal. Then there were two, then only one. Commander Odimon determined to make a mug his, or make a mug mine, as he would coin it, girded his loins, loaded up, and started trucking. And trucking, and trucking, a one-man community goal mission was born. Could Odie solo a community goal? Terms and conditions apply, other commanders may have helped. By the end of his mission, 42,000 tons of goods were supplied. He had a blister on his docking thumb, and yes, Odie, after weeks of working for the Mog, hit the top 10. Tune in later to find out if he was beaten, but the lonely life of a hot call trucker when everyone else has buggered off is not one that we envy. Not at all. That was the news that was this week at Hutton.